USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The White House briefed reporters this afternoon about President Biden's handling of classified documents. The National Archives says it must consult with the Department of Justice before releasing information on the president's actions to Congress. House Republicans on the Oversight Committee requested all documents and communications between the Archives and White House related to the discovery of classified materials found at the president's home and former office. The Archives says it will share that after consulting with the Justice Department to ensure it doesn't interfere with a special counsel's investigation. California business owners affected by the wave of winter storms can get help with tax payments. Governor Gavin Newsom announced emergency tax relief for eligible owners who have dealt with flooding, power outages, and other setbacks from the weather. And those relentless rains for the last 3 weeks are finally beginning to wind down.
Brian May, spokesman for the California Governor's Office of Emergency Management, says the entire state has been impacted by the storms.
These 11 storms that have come through combined have dropped 22 trillion gallons of water. That's enough to cover the entire state of California in 15 inches of water.
A federal major disaster declaration has been issued to help in the state, where storms have turned roads into rivers, neighborhoods into lakes, and forced thousands of people from their homes. At least 20 people have been killed by the storms. I'm John Schaefer.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is calling for the Biden administration to do more on immigration reform. He's doubling down on his calls for a national response to the migrant crisis.
Our cities and mayors have guided us this far. Now it's time for our entire government to support the work that we save so many lives.
Mayor Adams speaking at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington, D.C. New York City has helped more than 40,000 migrants since last spring and is considering sending them upstate to alleviate the financial strain. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Possible charges in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of Rust could be announced tomorrow. A district attorney in New Mexico will issue a written statement at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Alec Baldwin struck and killed Hutchins with an antique revolver during a dress rehearsal for the movie in 2021. New evidence of the murders of four University of Idaho students is being revealed after search warrants have been unsealed. A Washington state judge ordered redacted versions of the documents to be released today. In the search warrants, investigators described evidence such as blood, DNA, and shoes. The documents also mention what are described as data compilations of information about the victims. Four Americans are confirmed to have died in the plane crash in Nepal.
We're deeply saddened to hear of the tragic Yeti Airlines crash over the weekend, which killed 72 people, including two U.S. citizens and two lawful permanent residents.
State Department spokesman Ned Price. Two high-profile conservative lawmakers are now receiving committee assignments after being stripped of them in the Democratic-controlled House. Here's Ryan Daniels.
House Republicans gave Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar spots on the Oversight and Accountability Committee, which does plan to launch several investigations into President Biden and his administration. Democrats removed Greene and Gosar from their assignments due to controversial posts they had made earlier on social media.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.